Once upon a time, there was a small Catholic high school that wanted to offer a quality education in their local community. Their goal was to ensure every family in their area was able to give their children a Catholic education if they so desired. Sadly, that mission failed. Hey there, all you beautiful people. Welcome to the Creativity Killed the Cat podcast. My name is Andrew Schwalick, and I'm going to be helping you develop creative marketing that won't break the bank. Our episode today is brought to you by Twilful, my digital positioning agency that helps brands drive growth through omnichannel marketing strategies, targeted visual storytelling campaigns, and advanced lead generation tactics. Now, it's time for a little fun fact. I lived in Dublin, Ireland for a year. Yes, I was able to spend a full year enjoying the Emerald Isle while I was getting my master's degree at Trinity College Dublin. If you haven't been, you need to go. It's such an amazing city and a wonderful country. I can fill you in on all the best places to check out. All right, on with the show. If you've been following this podcast from the start, you'll know that while I specialize in digital marketing strategy, I've always had a special relationship with social media. Personally, I love having the ability to create interesting content and share it around the world from my little office in Delaware, Ohio. My marketing career started after finishing my graduate degree at Trinity with a little marketing agency of my own that specialized in social media marketing. Since then, my agency has grown, and we now focus on digital marketing strategies, content creation, and campaign implementation. However, I always love working with clients that want to include social media marketing in their strategy. That's what our marketing tip for this episode is going to focus on: social media marketing, specifically advertising on Facebook. The world of social media is infinitely vast. There are unlimited different strategies that you could implement as a business. While it is a great thing to have options, it can be difficult to know where to start. In previous episodes, I've talked about tips on getting started with Facebook. The first step is always exploring the platform and building out your business's Facebook page. Once you've set up a strong foundation with clear information and interesting content, then you can start getting into more complex strategies, like Facebook ads. Even the world of Facebook ads has numerous strategies that you can implement. Don't worry, I'm here to walk you through them and give you a simple way to get started. First, I'm going to share why Facebook ads are so valuable. While you should certainly be sharing organic content on your page, that method only reaches a select amount of individuals. Unfortunately, due to Facebook's algorithm, your organic posts won't even reach the entire audience of likes that you've built up on your page. The one way to somewhat reverse that trend is by having a fully developed page and strong content, especially video. See why I always talk about the importance of putting thought into building your Facebook page? With that being said, you're going to want to reach even more people than you've gathered around your Facebook page. You want to grow your business, right? I certainly hope so. You probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't. A great way to reach new audiences is by utilizing Facebook ads. Overall, every type of Facebook ad allows you to target a specific group of individuals based on geographies, demographics, and psychographics. This is wonderful because you're able to look at your existing customers, categorize their various traits, and build an audience to target people that look just like them. Great. Now you have a general understanding of Facebook ads. Will get you creating your own campaigns in no time. The first step in developing a Facebook ad is defining your end goal. Do you want to grow your Facebook audience? How about create some brand awareness for your company? Maybe increase foot traffic to your store? Facebook ads can help you with all of that and more. There's a lot to think about here, so we're going to start with a simple example. Let's say you've just recently set up your Facebook page, have been sharing some cool content, and want to grow your audience so your organic posts get seen by more people. Perfect. We can do that. To even get started with Facebook ads, you need to have a Facebook Business Manager account. Don't worry, it's free and it's a lot less intimidating than it sounds. It's just an account that allows you to manage your business's Facebook page and Facebook ad account. To set your account up, just Google Facebook Business Manager. Once you've set that up, we can start building our first ad. Like I said earlier, we're going to start by creating a campaign to grow your Facebook audience. Inside your Facebook Business Manager, select the ad account that you just set up for your business page. If it's not already set up, it just takes a few clicks. Once you're in the Facebook Ad Manager, you're going to create your first campaign. The first step will be selecting a campaign goal of engagement. From there, you can set the engagement type as page likes. Now is when the fun starts. Your next step will be building your audience. Take some time exploring this portion of the ad creation process. There are a number of different audience settings that you can select. Once you've built your audience, you can even save it to be used later for other campaigns. You'll now add your creative. This will be the image and the copy you use to inspire people to like your Facebook page. After you've added all that, you'll be able to see a preview of your ad. If you like it, let's take that puppy live by clicking publish. Congratulations, you've just created your first Facebook ad that will help your business page get more likes. Now, there are a number of different options and settings that you can play around with inside of the Ad Manager, so take some time to explore. This was just a quick tutorial on how to set up a simple ad. I hope it helps. Marion Catholic High School was a private Catholic high school in the heart of Marion, Ohio, that was established in 1879 by three sisters from the Sisters of Charity. It was part of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Columbus. Sadly, it closed down in 2013, 1 year after I graduated. Yes, Marion Catholic was my high school. I wanted to take Marion Catholic and generate some creative marketing ideas that could have potentially saved my school. It just wasn't generating enough students. There was certainly more than just student enrollment issues, such as disorganization within the diocese, but my goal with these creative ideas is to bring in more students. Now that you know a little about Marion Catholic, let's get creative. Now that I'm at the age where having kids is a reality, I'm becoming more and more aware of what I'm looking for in a school. I want to be able to see who will be educating my children, their personality, and the overall quality of the school. Transparency will be big for me. That's what this first marketing tip focuses on. The teachers are on the front lines of every school. They are the people that your kids get to know and interact with daily. For me, I want to know that these teachers are good people and are dedicated to their career. This will have a huge impact when it comes to selecting a school for my children. Marion Catholic was a school that people could choose to send their children to, no matter where they lived. That's why it's so important to market the uniqueness of the school. For the vast majority of kids, they just end up going to school at whatever district they live in. Marion Catholic needed to implement a marketing strategy to get people to rethink that decision, or at least to let parents know that they have options. A great way to do that would have been a killer website. In our digital world, a website is often the first impression for a brand. From what I remember, our website was certainly not the greatest. Step one would be actually designing a nice site that is easy to navigate. However, the real marketing tip would be to record an interview with each teacher. Ask them some serious questions about their teaching style and more fun questions about their personality. Edit each interview into short 3 to 4 minute videos. Post these on the Marion Catholic website so parents can get to know the teachers that will be instructing their children. As a future parent, I would love to be able to see something like this. Plus, you could share the heck out of these cool little videos on social. It could become an entire marketing campaign itself. Honestly, I hope some principal is listening to this episode and implements this idea. Twilful would be happy to help. Next creative marketing idea. Obviously, when you're a small school, sports can be difficult to maintain. I actually played 5 sports in high school, partly because I had to, but mostly because I wanted to. I just love athletics. Knowing that it will be difficult to maintain expensive sports like football, focus on smaller sports that are unique and take less away from the bottom line. We had a football team at Marion Catholic up until my junior year of high school. not the best decision from my perspective. It just takes so much equipment and coaches to host a football team. They should have focused on sports like golf, cross country, soccer, track and field, and basketball. They could have also tried other sports like judo, bass fishing, fencing, bowling, or ultimate frisbee. Having more unique sports would have been a great marketing tool to encourage more kids to come to Marian Catholic. Especially in the more rural parts of Marian, I bet bass fishing would have been a huge hit. How cool would that have been? All of those other sports are also fairly inexpensive to host. The other element would be marketing to parents to inform them that being a smaller school, their kids would have a better shot at playing a sport. I know at some of the larger high schools in the area, if you weren't good enough, you'd be cut. At Marian Catholic, that's not how it worked, for better or for worse. I will say, at least in basketball and track and field, we were quite competitive. Final marketing concept? All right, I'm going to steal an idea that Marian Catholic used in the past but ended up scrapping for some reason. Host a massive festival for the community and prospective students slash parents. This was actually done before my time as a student, and it was called the Festival on the Green. It sounded like a blast. From what I remember, a few people told me they stopped hosting it because things got too rowdy. In my opinion, that's an easy situation to manage. Bring back an event just like that. It doesn't need to be a fancy carnival like the Festival on the Green. Forget the expensive rides and games. Go for the more inexpensive activities like a hayride around the school property, a haunted school tour, and relay events. You could also have the teachers sit on a panel and answer parents' questions. Have each of the athletic teams host an event related to their sport. Offer prizes and giveaways. The opportunities are endless. Like I said, don't focus on the goal of just hosting a big party. Make it a fun and educational experience that piques the interest of local parents. Boom. Now Marian Catholic has some creative marketing ideas that may have prevented it from closing. Unfortunately, we'll never know. At least I was able to relive a few fun high school memories and share some creative marketing ideas that may help other small schools. Well, that's all, folks. Thanks for joining me in this episode of Creativity Killed the Cat. I hope you had as much fun as I did and were able to take away some creative marketing knowledge that you can start using right now. If you did enjoy the show, I'd love you forever if you left me a review on iTunes. It helps more people hear about my little podcast, so thank you. Now, if you're still stuck and need a little extra creative juice, head over to andrewschwalik.com to find some more content that will continue to get your creative gears turning. Keep saving those cats. I'll see you all on the next episode.